Welcome to Your Five for today. In Britain, we are very blessed that once we have paid our road tax, we can freely use virtually every road and bridge in the land. There are, however, a number of exceptions where we have to pay separately. There was once one of these toll roads on the North Wales coast, which was owned by the Llandudno and Colwyn Bay Electric Railway. Its main business was the operation of trams between these two seaside resorts from 1907 to 1956. But the company also owned property and the toll road. The toll road ran between the tram track and seawall in Penryn Bay. It was so close to the shore that at times both the road and track suffered extensive damage. Tolls were collected at a small toll house with a gate across the road halfway along. Even though the tram ceased to run in 1956, the company continued to collect tolls for some years afterwards. The tollkeeper became the oldest toll collector in Britain at the age of 87 when the toll gate closed in 1962. He was a former tram inspector who had joined the company as one of their first employees in 1907. The toll road was the most attractive route between the two resorts, but despite signs, the payment of the toll caught some unawares. If they did not want to pay, then it was a case of turning round and going by the longer way. They could see both how direct the way was and the end of the toll road beyond the gate, but there was a price to pay. Irrespective of any journey we make, there is a price to pay whatever mode of travel we use. The motorist on the toll road thought he had paid all he needed, but he could not avoid the payment to open the toll gate. We can think we can get to heaven on the basis of everything we have done ourselves in preparing to go there. But the Bible says otherwise, not of works, lest any man should boast. Sadly, all the best efforts by us are not good enough to get us to heaven. So why is the way to heaven like the toll road? Well, to use the toll road, a price has to be paid, and there is also a cost for us to enter heaven. Once the toll collector took people's money, then he opened the gate, and people could go on to the end of the road. So it is for the road to heaven. As we have said, our good works are no use, nor our money, for the Bible says that getting to heaven is without money and without price. There is only one possible payment that can get us into heaven, and that wonderfully has already been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, God's dearly beloved Son. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned, and that because of our sin we cannot take the road to heaven. So the Lord Jesus came into the world to die on the cross of Calvary, shedding his precious blood, and rising from the grave the third day, all to pay the price for our sins. He has done all this for us, so why should we not repent of our sin and trust Christ as our Lord and Saviour today? Do not be like those who arrived surprised at the toll gate and turned round back the way they had come. Do not turn your back on the full and free salvation God offers you today. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you for listening. God bless you.